AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Tens of thousands of residents in western Washington could face evacuation orders when another round of heavy rain drops on the region today.
Rivers are raging in western Washington from a powerful atmospheric river that's been drenching the state from way out in the Pacific.
Pulling subtropical moisture from well back towards the dateline.
Greg Galina at the National Weather Service.
This is producing a lot of heavy rainfall, and we're seeing totals over 10, 12 inches.
Nearly 5 trillion gallons of rain have fallen on Washington over the past week. And while Wednesday was expected to be the peak, Galina warns,
all of that rainfall that's been still up in the mountains, it's going to still slowly come down into the rivers. And those rivers will remain swollen through probably most of the week. But then again, we'll probably have another event of heavy rainfall producing towards the weekends.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate by a quarter point yesterday for the third time since September, bringing its key rate to about 3.6%, the lowest in nearly 3 years. Before September, it had gone 9 months without a cut. Federal health officials expanded an outbreak of infant botulism tied to recalled ByHeart baby formula to include all illnesses reported since the company began production in March of 2022. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says investigators cannot rule out the possibility that contamination might have affected all ByHeart formula products ever made. The outbreak now includes at least 51 infants in 19 states. No deaths have been reported in the outbreak that was announced on November 8th. The architects of AI were named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2025. The magazine cited 2025 as the year when the potential of artificial intelligence roared into view with no turning back. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. The Thunder matched the 73-win Warriors with their 24th win in 25 games to open the season after routing the Suns 138-89. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored a game-high 28 points, while Chet Holmgren added 24. OKC advanced to the NBA Cup semifinals. The Spurs beat the Lakers 132-119 to also reach the Cup semifinals. College football, former Michigan coach Sharon Moore was jailed hours after his firing for what the university said was an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Major League Baseball, the Orioles signed slugger Pete Alonso to a 5-year, $155 million deal. In NHL, the Blues signed Dylan Dubé, who was acquitted in the Hockey Canada sexual assault case, to an AHL tryout. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.